Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Dawn Palace by H.M. Hoover, narrated by Elisa Bresnahan.
Part 1. Chapter 1. In the Dawn Palace lived a family not entirely human. Their youngest child was named Medea. She was 5 years old the night she was wakened by a silence so complete that she held her breath to listen. All she could see was an oblong of moonlight framing three of the white horses painted on the wall. The horses looked frozen in a swift and silent race, nostrils flaring, manes and tails blowing in an unseen wind. Outside, no dogs barked. No nightingales or frogs or insects sang. There wasn't a sound within the palace, not so much as a snore. When she finally dared to move, her covers whispered against her body, and she breathed a sigh of relief to know she hadn't gone deaf in her sleep. Pushing aside the curtain, she peered into the gloom. Her slave, Luca, was a soft, dark shape on her pallet by the door. A dog lay beside her, its muzzle cradled on the woman's feet. Reassured by the familiar, the child slid off her couch. The stone floor was cold. To reach the window, she stepped from fleece to fleece, as if crossing a ford. In the courtyard, everything looked normal. The moon was full and bright. The sky star-filled.